This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
All right, we started doing this last week and it's a lot of fun. It's, if I'm being honest, people with their unpopular opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And you have let us know a lot of them on Facebook and also texting us.
Yeah, yeah, we've got some really good ones. Somebody was so sweet enough to be like, "You're my favorite morning show." I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Oh,
that was nice.
Yeah. How is that an unpopular opinion? It should be a popular opinion.
Yeah, it's the popular opinion. Martha said Starbucks is dumb.
Okay.
Yep. Felicia said Whataburger is terrible.
Yeah, I think that's one of those places that if you grew up in Texas or wherever they had Whataburger and that's your thing.
Right.
You know, then you're going to have, you know. You're
it's like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I'm not
the
biggest fan of In-N-Out, but everybody in California will die on that hill.
I mean, you know, you romanticize it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you realize, well, it's kind of just like everything else.
Yeah. Wendy said AC/DC is overrated.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Melissa says Morgan Wallen is meh at best. I agree.
Yeah,
at least he's, you know, untalented and a racist.
Yes, yeah. I also, this one's funny just because, like, I know people in this, but sports betting should not have been legalized.
That sounds like somebody who probably lost a lot of money.
Probably.
Sports betting, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
DraftKings or whatever those are.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I do. Walton Goggins, who you know from you know, Righteous Gemstones and also White Lotus.
Yeah.
And now he's in every Walmart commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I ever see him again.
That's...
I'd be okay with not seeing him ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little overexposed.
That's kind of how I feel about Pedro Pascal, too.
He's,
And Sydney Sweeney. It's like they. It's like every single year, there's like one... It's like even Lainey Wilson, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, just share the love a little bit, people.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep
somebody's
pushing.
Hot at the moment, and then they just overexpose him until nobody wants to see him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I have never really wanted to travel to Europe. I could care less if I ever make it over there.
It's a different... I went to Italy one time.
Yeah.
And it was cool, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. But it ain't America.
No, not. It's not America. It's not like my hometown.
It's not America, meaning that they don't put as many additives in your food over there.
Yeah.
So it don't taste as good.
And you have to walk everywhere.
Yeah. You don't eat as much plastic in Italy and places like that.
Yeah, just I never cared for it.
Well, if you have any other unpopular opinions, if I'm being honest, totally hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. All right, you ready to be grossed out? There is a list that I put together on Reddit of incredibly unhygienic things that people do all the time and don't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
For example, licking your fingers when you're counting paper money.
Yes.
Because you don't know where that stuff's been.
No.
It's like, ew.
That is really gross. That's really gross.
Touching sticky condiment bottles at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, those, especially those refillable mustard and ketchup. It's like it's sticky when you hold it and you're going like, ugh.
I feel like, when you go to touch it, you don't think about it. But as soon as you do touch it and you're like, that's disgusting.
That was a mistake.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What about this one? I'm sure you've never thought of before. Blowing out birthday candles on a cake. Like you're like, if there's no spit involved,
right,
it's still.
If you're at the other end of it.
Yeah. But you're blowing it on the cake that everyone else is going to eat.
Yeah, so you're pretty much just spraying your own germs all over the cake and then sharing it with her. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know that one kind of blew my mind a little bit.
I know during COVID people didn't want to do that.
Right, and like that's like the bowling thing too. When you're bowling and you're sticking your fingers in all of the bowling balls.
In the if you have to go, borrow a ball from the bowling alley.
Yeah,
a bunch of hands have already been in.
Yep, and then you eat.
Yeah.
At the bowling alley.
Yeah, you're eating nachos and getting cheesy fingers inside. And say, okay, I wonder how I got the flu.
Yep. And then what about this, which I fall victim to this every single day, every couple hours.
Okay.
Using your phone in the bathroom.
Oh,
which
like,
I don't know how. I mean, girls, we sit when we pee. Guys don't. So,
well, yeah.
I don't know how often
we
you
sit
guys
sometimes.
Look at. Yeah. don't know how often you guys like look at your phone when you're in the bathroom, but I do it every single time.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
You know,
so
used to be, you know, back in you know, my dad's day, you took the newspaper in there with you. Now it's your phone.
Yeah, your phone's the news.
And you're scrolling while you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I don't wipe with my hands by any means, but still, like, you're in close proximity even with toilet paper.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of it. And then you put it up to your face when you make a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, you got to wash your hands and your phone.
Yeah. Didn't think about that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
So Heinz Ketchup and Smoothie King are collaborating to give us a new ketchup smoothie.
A ketchup smoothie?
Yes, but it's actually not as bad as it sounds. Okay, it blends sweet acai sorbet, crisp apple juice, juicy strawberries, and tart raspberries, but also with their Simply Ketchup, which is their like all natural whatever. So it literally looks like a cup of ketchup, but it doesn't taste like it. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I probably will not try it.
Yeah.
But they say it's good.
Okay. I mean, because considering, you know, they always say that tomato is considered a fruit.
Right.
So ketchup is like a fruit smoothie.
Sure.
I guess. Starting next Tuesday, McDonald's is bringing back the adult Happy Meals.
Ooh.
They did that one other time. They're calling it the McDonald's Land Meal.
Mm.
All right. And they go back to some of your classic characters like Mayor McCheese and the Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they finally made it official. What is the Grimace, the big purple blob?
Yeah, everyone
that
wonders
loves
that.
Milkshakes. I guess they say he's not a random purple blob. He's not a purple milkshake. The Grimace is supposed to be a taste bud.
Yeah, we were supposed to get that from...
I don't know how we would have got
right.
That.
They
should,
right.
They should do like a sponsorship with like Ozempic. And the Grimace could lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
It turns into Grover from Sesame Street.
Not a bad idea.
That's how it works in my bizarro world.
Well, there's a new top-ranked theme park, and it's not what you think. It's Dollywood.
Yay!
Dollywood is now the number one theme park. You know, it's co-owned by Dolly Parton. Yeah, it's not Disneyland or Universal, which is
wow.
Kind of surprising.
Okay.
People are a lot nicer there, so.
It's feeling good.
This is a really cool story. There's a guy named Chad who owns the Urban Olive and Vine, a restaurant in Wisconsin. And he says he only hires teenagers because they're eager to learn and they actually do a really good job.
Oh, good.
There's about 30 teenagers working for him. Sadly, his wife had a huge seizure in the middle of the restaurant and had to go to the hospital for 8 months.
Wow.
Sadly, she did not make it.
Oh.
But he was afraid he was going to have to close the restaurant because, you know, he's had to be gone for
sure.
So long. But his teenage staff stepped up and ran the whole restaurant for 8 months.
I love that.
When he wasn't there. And it's really an amazing story.
Not once. I didn't ask one teenager to do anything extra. They just did it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow, that's
cool. So he says, he got to see them turn from teenagers to adults, and he loves them like his own kids.
Yeah, like that's that. It's cool, too, because at a time when we're really hard on teenagers,
I know,
this generation and
to
stuff.
To see them actually taking charge and taking responsibility. I love that.
Really cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jem Show. Wednesday, that means it is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Jordan here from the Nashville Humane Association. As always, we love dogs that have people names.
I agree. We have Patrick here today, so definitely
Patrick.
A people name. Yes.
He is so cute. How old is he?
He is actually 5 years old. Don't tell the other dogs at the shelter, but he's definitely my current shelter crush.
They get jealous.
Yes.
All right. And where did he come from?
So he actually has a different story. He was adopted from us as a little puppy. And then found as a stray recently. So he was with the family for about 5 years, but made his way back to us.
Wow.
But that hasn't stopped him from showing all the love to everyone around.
So cute.
Yeah.
He
is the total package, in my opinion. He is A+ in the car. He knows a lot of different cues and will show off his tricks. We actually took him to Centennial Park yesterday, and he was just an angel there.
I bet he was having the time of his life.
He was. He will lean into you for... Full body cuddles. So
he looks very well behaved.
He is. He just loves to please his people. He seems just to love to like check in and be close to you. So he's going to make someone a great companion.
Awesome. Aww. He's just a gentleman.
He is a gentleman.
Where can people find him to adopt him?
Yeah. So you can visit us during business hours in West Nashville, or you can head to nationalhumane.org to find out more about Patrick.
And he's got all his shots. He's up to date on everything.
Yep, he's up to date on vaccinations, neutered, microchipped. He's got everything done by our vet team. So really, all he needs is to go home.
Very cool.
Oh,
so what kind of dog is Patrick?
Yeah, that is a great question. The cute and cuddly kind.
He's just a cuddly, adorable.
I don't know if you noticed, but he has the cutest nub tail.
Uh-huh.
So yes.
Maybe some shepherd, maybe some hound. He loved just sniffing everything at the park. Yeah. So. He definitely has that in him, too.
Yeah, he went right for my crotch when we walked in the door.
He did. He has the cutest little, like, folded over ears, too.
Yeah,
he does,
really
yes.
Cute. Check out Patrick at the Nashville Humane Association. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. As always, it is Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Hello.
We are ready to play Gender Wars now. Brought to you by Structure Group. They built my new fence. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. Joining us in the Pillow Fort, for the ladies in the audience, we have Ann in White's Creek. We have Hayden in Thompson Station for the guys. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you.
Good morning.
Before we start, we have a get acquainted question. We'll start with you, Ann. What would you say is your special talent?
Well, I'm really good at puzzles, so I guess not that it's helpful in, you know, the wide world, but...
Puzzles?
I could whip through a puzzle in 5 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, really?
So you're probably smart.
Nice. Hayden, what's your special talent, do you think?
I thought about this one for a moment, and I'm going to say coaching. I really enjoy it, and I have a pretty good time with the younger kids and even my own kids now, so... I enjoy that one, and I think the kids would say I do a good job at it as well.
That's very awesome. Cool. Yeah, I've coached my kids playing, Little League baseball. You know, just don't want to have to deal with the parents.
Yeah. Agreed on that one.
All right.
It does take – it is very hard to be a good coach.
It is.
It's a talent,
it's tough,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we have a multiple choice question to start. Here we go. Ann, are the Senators, are they a hockey team from Ottawa, Seattle, or Chicago?
Let's go for Ottawa.
Ottawa, right. Good job, the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah. All right, Hayden. Did actress Lea Michele star in Glee, High School Musical, or Saved by the Bell?
What was the actress's name again?
Lea Michele.
I'm going to go High School Musical.
No.
She was in Glee. She was Rachel in Glee?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She was terrible.
Yeah.
She ended up crying in the gymnasium at the end of every show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Take a big lead here. As we add our editorial opinions.
If I'm being honest.
That's right. And what do they call the screwdriver with the cross-shaped tip?
Oh, let me think.
Your answer.
Oh, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
It's a Phillips head screwdriver.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
That means you have a chance to tie it up, Hayden.
Screwdriver.
Okay, Hayden. What is a loofah used for?
As a washcloth in a shower or bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It exfoliates you.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
We are tied up. Going to the last set of questions. All right, Ann. In baseball, if one player hits a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in the same game, it's called hitting for the what?
The fence.
The fence.
No, it's called hitting for the cycle if you do all those things in one game.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very rarely happens.
Yeah.
All right. This means, Hayden, you have a chance to win.
Okay, Hayden. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Amelia Earhart is right.
And look at that. Hayden, you are the winner. Congratulations. And we hope you'll play again real soon. Hayden,
thank you.
For you, we have a nice prize and a certificate of gratification. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Jim is out for a few days. There's no truth to the rumor that he has a shovel and he's starting, you know, the Elon Musk tunnel.
He was recruited.
Yeah, he was. Every able-bodied citizen who has a shovel is asked to come downtown and volunteer their time. Of course, the Music City Loop is what they're calling it.
Yep.
The tunnel that I firmly believe will never, ever exist.
Yeah, I don't either.
I guess a bunch of concerned citizens and Metro Council people and a bunch of people got together and submitted a list of questions that will never be answered.
No.
As they say, you know, we'll tell you all about it. Shut up.
Well, yeah, and they're probably like, we don't have to. It's privately funded.
They say it's privately, and they're going around the city government.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're comparing it to the only successful one they've made. The Boring Company has made one in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I guess they're comparing it to that one. That's the only one that they've successfully made, even though they've started work on doing it in a bunch of cities, but then gave up. Saying, well, this ain't gonna work.
I also, there's just so many parts of this where I'm like, this is just a dumb idea. It's just not gonna work.
Yeah.
But one of them, too, is we're getting into like typical hurricane season. I mean, it's kind of like year round at this point, but like we're getting into serious hurricane season. And
I mean, like tornadoes?
Yeah, and tornadoes. Like, it's just kind of like our bad weather season, even though we've had that this summer.
Pretty much. Bad weather season is all you were.
Yeah,
right,
you know,
now.
And Vegas is more of like a, I mean, it's hot.
Oh, it's all dry.
But it's dry.
Yeah, it's
and
a dry
so
heat.
I'm like, is this really going to work?
It'd probably be easier to bore a tunnel in Las Vegas in the desert than it would be here. Because of all their limestone and everything. I mean, they haven't really thought about that kind of stuff. And they're asking about how do emergency vehicles get in if they need to. I guess the one in Las Vegas, it's, of course, the size, a little bigger than a Tesla.
Okay.
Because that's only kind of vehicles that are going to be allowed in this thing. And I guess there's 3 inches of space on both sides.
So, oh, my gosh.
So for the wall of the tunnel and the door of the car. So you couldn't get out of the car if you needed to in an emergency.
Oh, I'm not claustrophobic, but that would make
but
me
that
claustrophobic.
Would, you're like stuck. It's like you're in a coffin.
And then what happens, like, God forbid there's an emergency or the car dies because it's electric.
I mean, how are they going to deal with that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many questions. I guess, they have a whole list of questions that will never be answered.
No.
And I think they're going to quietly just give up on it.
I think so, too.
Because, you know, it's really hard to dig a tunnel.
Yeah, my dad had to dig fence posts, and he was having a hard time just with the clay.
Oh, just digging a hole in general is like the hardest thing you're ever going to do in your life.
Yeah, and, you know, sure, they have machines and stuff that'll make it a little easier than hands,
I've dug holes to plant a tree in the backyard, and it's like it takes a long time.
It's awful.
And there's so many rocks and everything. That's why they call it Rocky Top.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, I think they're just going to give up eventually.
Yeah, don't worry too much about it, people. It won't happen.
The Boring Company will get bored with it.